At 6:06, it is daybreak and 75 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Now, the official start of summer is still 2 weeks away, but you can't tell it by the thermometer. The high temperature is expected to be 94 degrees this afternoon here in Tulsa. State climatologist Gary McManus says even though a large portion of the state is now out of drought conditions, it could still be a long, hot summer in Oklahoma.
Summer is a different animal in the state of Oklahoma. If you enter a summer month, so when you start getting into, let's say, June, and you have a drought either in place at any significance or even developing, well, then your summers tend to be pretty bad.
He says we're doing better here in eastern Oklahoma, where we've had more rainfall, but overall we are still below normal. A man is dead after drowning in Skytook Lake yesterday. Authorities say 32-year-old Jeff Clegg jumped from a cliff. He did not resurface. His body was recovered about 5:30 yesterday afternoon at Skytook Lake. It is estimated that it would cost $200 billion to retrofit each Oklahoma school with a safe room. Now, that is nearly one-third of the overall state budget. A group of lawmakers, including Tulsa Democrat Eric Proctor, has an idea. They want to create a 501c3 group to accept the donations.
No state loves their neighbor more than the state of Oklahoma. And we're calling on everyone from the business, public, private, communities, anyone that wants to get involved.
Corporations are getting involved with this effort as well. Well, as the cleanup continues at Moore, city leaders are keeping a close watch on expenses. Moore, like other Oklahoma cities, survives on a sales tax diet. And the tornado has put a damper on collections.
Just having businesses out for lack of electricity for a week's time can be very devastating to a city's budget.
That is the city of Moore's Deirdre Evey. She says the federal funds are available for part of the cleanup, but it is doubtful that it would be enough to complete the project. An ATM machine is stolen over the weekend in Jinx. The machine was taken from the Tulsa Federal Credit Union just off Highway 75. The bandits used several different vehicles to get the machine into a vacant lot where the cash was looted. Mayor Bartlett continues to push the Tulsa City Council to consider a public safety tax. He wants the old Ford to fix the county funds set aside for increasing police and fire staffing in Tulsa.
In the past, we have gotten ourselves in trouble when we start spending money on salaried positions and we start paying for them out of what we call one-time items. In other words, it's a source of money that is not replenished by sales tax.
The council seems reluctant to sign on to the mayor's plan. They seem to want to finance the additions by finding additional budget savings. Well, get ready to enter the cone zone. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation is starting work on the eastbound I-244 bridge over the Arkansas River. That project is expected to take 2 years and cost over $40 million. Our weather forecast, simple and sweet, sunny and hot today, 94 for a high. It'll be clear and warm tonight, down to 70 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, breezy and hot with a high of 94. And on Wednesday, those strong winds continue across northeast Oklahoma. And again, we will have a high of 94. National Weather Service radar this morning is sweeping 125 miles. Right now, it is showing us no precipitation across the Sooner State. Now, at 6:10, it is partly cloudy, and we have 75 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.